guns blaze in the action-packed drama of Gunsmoke.
Around Dodge City and in the territory out west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a state marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Gunsmoke is a story of the violence that moved west with young America. It's also my story. Me, Matt Morgan, U.S. Marshal. I'm the first man they look for and the last they want to meet. Right now, I'd say Dodge City's full of hombres hoping they won't have to look for nor meet the law. Not for a few days, anyway. After that, they'll all be gone. Back along the trails leading to the various spreads. I'm talking about the cattlemen, cowpunchers, and breeders in Dodge after the big roundups, the beef sales, with money enough to hurrah the whole town. Yes, sir. High-spirited bunch, not much harm in them, so as to do my night around the saloons and the joints, I'm not looking very hard. Not until I'm approaching the Plaza Saloon. Well, I'm a lot of yards away when I hear some piano player inside the place playing one of those mournful ditties. I'm figuring that, well, perhaps I can skip the Plaza when something changes, not only my mind, but also the piano players. Now, usually when you hear a piano switch tunes, it doesn't mean trouble, but when the switch is brought about by shots, then it's the signal that some fellow's getting the might too trigger-happy, not satisfied with helping to raid a town, but getting ready to lead others into tree in the town. So you make for the trouble spot at the run, as I do.
Faster! I said faster with a piano. Come on, come on. You want me to make you with ease?
All right, everybody, just take it easy.
Hey, what's the matter with you, huh? Get that piano of yours going.
Hold it, fella.
Huh?
Hold it. Let's see you holster your shooting irons nice and neat, huh?
You're talking to me, mister?
To you.
I don't like your talk.
Well, now that's too bad, I guess. How about holstering your gun?
Now, wait a minute. You telling me what to do?
Yeah.
That a badge on your waistcoat?
Don't you know Marshal Morgan?
Marshal Morgan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the great Marshal Morgan. Yeah, the gun-smoking lawman of this one-horse creek crossing they call Dodge City. All right, Marshal. All right, Mr. Marshal Morgan. Let's see you try telling a red-blooded Texan cowpuncher to holster his guns. Let's see you try it again, huh?
Texan, holster your guns.
Fine. Fine, that's just fine. It's a mighty fine and brave of you, Marshal Morgan, lawman. Now, let's see. Hey, watch this, fellas. Watch this. Now, let's see you make me.
Well, what do you say we don't have any trouble, huh?
Yeah, but I like trouble. I sure do. I like this kind of trouble.
Cowboy, why don't you hit the hay?
Mr. Marshal Lawman Morgan, you're just spinning the words that don't mean a thing. Did you know why? Because you're scared. You are, and rightly so.
Of what?
Of a red-blooded Texan. Of me.
All right, Texan.
You hear that, fellas? The great tough Matt Morgan scared.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't what?
I wouldn't boast. Not with two guns in your hands. Two guns I'm taking. Like this. All right. Show's over. Start playing again, fella. Jed O'Brien, you, Max Straper. Pick up the Tex and carry him to the calaboose.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Marshal.
As you're not, I can't say. Easy with them, boys. Pick it up properly. Just keep on whatever you were doing, mister. Leave this be. Hey, Kenny Cross, hold those bat wings up for the
Why
boys.
Why not leave the Texan be, Marshal?
You got a home to go to?
Maybe.
You appear to be sober.
Appearance is often wrong. Like the law taking a Texan to the local calaboose.
So I'm wrong, am I?
So wrong, you're making the law look a fool.
Stranger to Dutch?
Maybe.
I said stranger.
I said maybe.
Look, I don't know you. I don't want to know you. Now, what say you be on your way, huh?
Aw, you make me tired.
Why?
Clem? Clem Mailing, Pete, pick up this critter, too, huh?
Okay, Marshal.
Follow Jed and Max to lock up.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems that before the night will be gone, I'll have quite a few in myself. All right, fella, you go in the next cell.
Have they gone, Marshal?
You mean the fellas who brought you both here to the jailhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've gone.
And the Texan, the cowboy?
See for yourself, still out to it. Why?
Garson's my name, McCann Garson.
So?
There's some place, your office maybe, where we can talk.
About what?
$20,000.
Start walking straight ahead. It brings us to my office.
Good. You won't be overheard. And that's my story, Marshal. I stand to collect $20,000. See this thing through, and you won't be sorry.
And you can prove this story, Gerson?
I can. Same as you could by riding out Salt Fork Mine.
Mm.
It's just on 160 miles, right slap in the middle of Comanche country.
Yeah, I knew there were prospects of gold out that way, but I never realized that it... Look, Gerson, tell it to me again, only slowly this time, huh?
Well, as I explained, I'm what's called a commission agent.
I buy,
sell anything for a commission. Beef, wheat, hides, fodder, real estate, leases, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and once in a while, along comes a deal involving a mighty big commission, big enough to kill for. Like this one. You agree?
Well, I've known men to kill for less than $20,000.
Well, I can't say I blame this Gallico for trying, but I wish he hadn't picked on trying it with me.
Gallico, huh? You've never met him?
Never met him, never seen him, never met anyone who done either.
Mm.
So I just can't get a description of him.
All you know is that he's threatened to kill you.
Plum dead.
But so far he's made only one attempt.
Well, which was close enough. Bullet fanned the back of my neck.
Now, why didn't you come to me in the first place instead of pulling that stunt in the plaza?
Well, I figured it looked more natural, that's all. And well, I sort of figured this, too. If Gallico was watching me all the time, as I've been told he is, and he saw me approach the law, he'd know he'd started to get me word yeller. But this way, picking a fight with the law, getting myself buffaloed cold, lugged to the local calaboose, if that ain't natural, then I don't know what is.
Well, look, I could have given you protection in another way.
Marshal, I've been told that no one breaks out of your Dodge City jail. To me, if no one can break out, it follows no one can break in.
So
here I am, begging you to keep me locked up for a week. All I ask is that you refuse me any visitors on account I don't know anybody in Dodge. Except, of course, Miss Bundy. Miss Bundy Brixen. You know Miss Bundy?
Well, I know most dancers here in Dodge. Part of my work, so... You want me to keep you locked up for 1 week till the buyer arrives?
Rick Joseph, by, and he'll be coming in by stage day week.
And you don't know him by sight either.
Oh, there's no need for that. You see, this?
Yeah, $10 bill ripped in half.
Sure, Rick Joseph has the other. So all I've got to do is wait for someone to come up to me in a week's time, hand me half a $10 bill which matches this half, and then hand over the papers and the lease and everything to him.
Uh-huh.
He in turn. Well, he hands me the commission, $20,000.
Which I hope you'll pay into the bank pronto. Otherwise, it'll be a big temptation for this Al Gallico to still carry out his threat, huh?
Oh. Unless you kill him for me first.
Just like that?
Oh, no, not quite. There's a bonus to this, $1,000.
Oh, you're a strange man, Gerson, mighty strange.
How come?
You expect me to protect you from this unknown, unseen would-be killer?
Well, correction, Marshal. Not a would-be killer. He's in earnest, no pretense. From what I can gather, he's killed before.
You expect him to kill you for $20,000, yet you expect me to kill him for $1,000,
eh? Five is the absolute top figure I'll go.
Gus, and I ought to bounce your head against that stone wall.
What?
Toss you in a cell, book you with everything, including attempted bribe.
Marshal, a bribe? Did I use that word, Marshal?
Bonus.
Oh, well, that's better. Yeah, bonus is a bonus. But not for you, Marshal. I'm sorry if I gave you the wrong impression.
Oh, what impression is the right one?
Well, I imagine that even in such a thriving city as Dodge, there's a deserving charity.
Yeah, there is.
Well, and kill Al Gallico, and then you name the charity, and I pay it $1,000.
All this elaborate business. Well, why go to all the trouble, Garson? You look a reasonably intelligent man. You don't appear to be frightened.
Marshal, I am frightened. I've never been so all-fired scared in my whole life.
Over something that might not happen, someone who might not exist.
Marshal, I know. I feel it in my bones. Deepest hunch I've ever had. I just know that Al Gallico is out to kill me. Not just because I'm me, but to get that piece of the $10 bill I've got.
Mm-hmm. Your proposition is I keep you alive, you pay $5,000 into a charity I name.
Well, that's right. Except for a slight error. $1,000.
Plus your keep.
Oh, sure, sure. I couldn't expect the Dodge City taxpayers to keep me now, could I?
Yeah. Well, you can bunk in the cell next to the Texan.
Oh. Well, thanks, Marshal. Of course, you won't mind visits by Miss Bundy.
Look, this place is the local calaboose, not a boarding house.
But Miss Bundy, she's a close friend of mine. The fact is, I'm thinking, well, when this is all over, I'm thinking of making her my secretary.
And take her back east, I hope.
Oh, why, sure. I figure... Marshal, blow out them lamps. Hurry, blow them out. There's someone at the window with a gun.
I said, kill them lamps.
Relax, will you?
Relax? You told me to relax when I saw a face looking in here?
Sure.
You promised me protection.
From all but Miss Bundy Brixton, didn't you say?
Yeah, from all but... Say, was that who...
Yes, she'd be pleased to know her face had...
Marshal. Marshal, I... Well, I...
Come on in.
Hi, Marshal.
Hello, Bundy.
They told me you was here, honey darling.
You, you know the Marshal, don't you?
Well, who don't in this crummy... In this town.
I take it you don't like Dodge.
You take it right, Marshal man. And as soon as my honey doll here makes a lot of sugar...
It's back east for us, isn't it, honey?
Sure. But say, what's going on here? Why you in the hoosegow, for Pete's sake? I did hear you took a swipe at the law. Marshal, will you release my honey doll on bail, maybe?
If you mean Garson, sure, I'll release him.
Look, don't let's be too hasty about this, huh?
Oh, I get it. You and that Gallico hombre...
Sure. And do you mind treating it serious? If Gallico gets me, then he gets 20,000. And you get yourself stuck here in Dodge without me, huh?
Marshal, do you savvy this business? Me, I don't. Garson claims he don't know what this Gallico looks like. And the only way he can identify the other critter, the one paying over the money, Rick Joseph, only way he can be identified is by matching a torn currency bill. It just flamboozles me.
Well, ma'am, I've known of other business deals to be handled in similar ways.
Loco, that's what it takes.
Well, listen, honey, why worry you a pretty hit about it, huh? It just helped me keep alive until the deal's over, that's all.
How?
By not letting on I'm staying in the hoosegow of my own free will. Let everyone, all the folk, believe I'm being held on a charge of, disturbing the peace. That all right by you, Marshal?
Sure thing, disturbing the peace it is. Now, I figure it's time we lucked up for the night, huh?
You're not going to leave my honey doll unguarded all night, are you?
Oh, no, I'll bunk here, too.
Sure. Over there, I suppose.
What's wrong with that? It's a comfortable billet.
No doubt, but ain't it a long way from the cells? Or are you letting Garson bunk here, too?
Oh no. Me for the cells, sweetie. Ain't no one broke out of them, which means no one can break into them. Get at me, savvy.
All right. You know what you're doing. I'll see you tomorrow.
In the afternoon, say around 2.
Oh, Garson,
I'm doing you a favor, can't you understand?
I'll be around at 2, so don't get in an uproar, honey. You just go right off to your little cell and get yourself a lot of sleep. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, sweetie. Night, Marshall.
You can get back to your rooming house?
But of course, unless you like to escort me.
Good night.
Night. Pleasant dreams.
It's time to be locked up, Garson.
What? Locked up, sure.
Right this way. I'll carry the lamp.
Say, that's right pretty too, Marshal.
Yeah. Here we are. If you figure you need extra blankets, just reach out and help yourself.
Well, thanks, Marshal. I reckon you made me right comfortable. I guess I've stayed in worse hotels in my time.
Inside.
Sure. I suppose you have to lock me in, huh?
Well, if you want to be right out of harm's way, sure do. Well, good night. The rest of the night passes uneventful. Comes morning, I release the now sore-headed, sullen Texan to tell him to fork leather out of Dodge, stay out. He looks hard at me, thinks twice. The noose is without further trouble. I tend to one or two things, fixing for meals to be brought into my starboarder.
Wow, it's not too bad, Marshal. Not too bad at all. In fact, better food than I've had in this city so far.
There's a slice of pie under the cover, so I'm told.
Oh, my appetite is...
What's the stirring for? I'll take it. Here, read it yourself.
What? Being in jail don't save you none. A.G., say, where'd you get this food? Who put that note in the pie? A.G., that's Al Gallico. Oh, don't stand there shining your star, Marshal. Go out and use it. Find that hombre. Find him before he kills me. Go on.
I check back on where I get the food. It's the same place I always get it. They assure me they're just as much bamboozled, hogtied, and thrown as I am. Well, find nothing, learn nothing, so the day lingers, dies. Night passes uneventful. Next day is... kind of cold, windy, sun breaking through for only 10 minutes at a time. Garson asks if he can use the exercise yard to get warm. I tell him, sure thing. We both go out to catch some of the sun.
Ah, wow, sure nice to feel down your back, huh?
Yeah, in winter, sure.
Yeah, the sun's kind of friendly in winter. Opposite in summer.
Yeah, it can be a killer out in the Badlands and the Mesa.
Yeah.
Hit my ground! Hit against the wall!
Nearly got me!
See where
me.
It came from?
Get me inside! Get me away from here!
Easy now. Move along the wall. Keep down low. Go on. It won't be hurt if you keep down low enough.
It's that Gallico, I tell you. It's him right enough.
Okay, inside. Quick!
Hey, you bar and lock that door after us.
Sure thing, sure.
I wish I hadn't ever put a stake in this deal now. You've got to do something about this, Marshal. I want action. I want this crazy loon caught and hanged.
For what?
For attempted murder. Ain't that enough to hang a man in these parts?
I tell him it could be. Could be. Lock him in a cell, leave him with a gun, then take a walk around the Plaza Saloon. As it's by now late afternoon, I find Miss Bundy Brixton in her dressing room getting ready for work.
I'm due out there in about 15, 20 minutes. Sit down.
Thank you.
Say, first time I entertained the law, so how'd I go about it,
By answering questions.
By answering what kind of questions?
The kind about Ken Garson.
Such as?
Such as how much you know about this business.
You mean this Salt Fork Mine deal?
And the person calling himself Al Gallico, also the hombre known as Rick Joseph.
Ain't Garson told you?
Oh, he's told me. So now you tell me what you know, huh?
Me? I don't know nothing from nothing, Marshal. Garson is tight mouth sometimes.
How long have you known him?
Why?
Oh, it's no particular reason. He hasn't been in Dodge long.
That's how long I've known him.
Yet you're going back east with him after this deal.
Marshal, what gal wouldn't jump at the chance,
To go back east or to get her hands on $20,000?
Marshal, How long can you lock a gal up in the calaboose for slapping the law?
We've all got to eat, I guess.
Yeah, we all got to eat. Now, if you don't mind...
Sure. Need I ask you to see me if you remember anything that'll give me a lead?
No need.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Marshall?
Yeah?
No, I guess you wouldn't. Shut the door. So long.
Marshall, I've been figuring.
Now you recollect something solid, huh?
I recollect this. If Gallico kills me at a distance like he's been trying, how's he figure he can handle the deal with Rick Joseph? I got one half of the $10 bill, Rick Joseph got the other, so all right. So this Gallico kills me in jail, say.
Yeah?
Well, he's got to reach my body to get to the bill. You get my drift?
Oh, yeah, it's what I call the softening process.
The softening process? You mean soften me up for something?
Yeah, soften you up, scare you into being only too glad to hand over the torn half the dollar bill before this Rick Joseph is due in.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the trail he's taking, Marshal. Guess it is right enough. You see, this Rick Joseph, the organizations he represents, why, they don't care who got the other half of the dollar bill. They don't care at all, so long as it's handed over with the Salt Fork papers. And in return, this Joseph just hands over the $20,000.
Why go to all that trouble about the $10 bill? Well, why wouldn't the handling over of the papers be enough in which to pay the commission?
On account of the papers in a deal like this are easily forged.
Oh, I see.
The only way Joseph's got to tell he's getting the real genuine stuff is by this torn bill, you follow?
Yeah. And the actual papers are still on you?
Yeah. And they stay there until Joseph shows up on the stage.
Well, then I figure...
You figure what, Marshal?
Don't talk and say anything to someone trying to reach the window.
What? Well, now, I'm...
Look out!
Did you get him?
I'm going for... Listen. Yeah, tell Garson, I guess, that Bronk's carrying the gunny. Even in his state, Garson realizes that by the time I could get outside, the ride would be well out of sight. Yeah, this whole business is getting me now like heel flies, making me feel there's something all-fired loco about it. Well, loco or not, I got to play it out till it's over. And over it finally is with the arrival of the stage late after sunset. As the passengers climb down, I ask, which is an hombre named Joseph, Rick Joseph. A dark, well-dressed fellow says he's Joseph, and who wants to know? Well, I tell him. Fellows meet at the jailhouse, other half the $10 bill is produced, papers change hands, and so there's a leather pouch bulging with money. Well, Garson doesn't trouble to count the 20,000. Not all of it, only 1,000 of it. While he's counting this donation to charity, the stage leaves again, taking Rick Joseph. Finally, the excitement dies. And as Garson finishes strapping the pouch, he says,
"Well, there's $1,000, Marshal. And with it goes my thanks for what you've done."
"Well, I'd rather you handed the money over yourself, cousin."
"I'll do it."
"What? Bundy, what are you... Hey, you're toting guns."
"I know how to use them. So reach, Buster, and you, Marshal."
"Huh?
Howdy, Al Gallico."
"Shove over the pouch, Garson. Come on, shove it my way."
But I don't get it, Bundy. What's
"Shove it over, Buster. Then turn around, both of you. Turn around, face the wall, and keep reaching.
Shut your spluttering
and do as I say. You too, lawman."
"Well, sure thing, lady. You mean you want me to turn around like this?"
"Well, I guess there's nothing left for me to say, Marshal. I won't stick around for Miss Bundy's trial, if you don't mind."
"Oh, sure thing. I know how you feel."
"Yeah, she sure had me fooled, huh?" "Mm. Well, I wish I knew how to thank you, Marshal."
"Well, $1,000 will put a new roof in this jailhouse, but $5,000 to build a new wing for women prisoners."
"At well?"
"Uh-huh."
"Well, I'll go get that money pouch right now, so... stick around for a moment. Stick around."
Mm-hmm. Join us again next week as Matt Morgan fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke is written by Ronald Ingleby and produced by Jim Bradley for our Transact.